US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Bobby will be back soon. Kirk Clyde in the chair. The rumour file is open. 9221882 and Haggers with the sports shorts very soon. Morning, Kirk.
And good morning, Baz. Thanks so much, Steve. Now, what would you do if it happened to you? I admit it. I love shopping at thrift stores. I'd say about 50% of my clothing used to belong to someone else. So I can relate to Howard Kirby. He was looking for a sofa for his man cave at a Habitat for Humanity ReStore, as they are known, in northern Michigan. He bought one for $75, and after a couple of weeks, noticed that one of the pillows wasn't very comfortable. His daughter investigated, unzipped the pillow, and found the reason. It was loaded with cash. In Australian dollars, cash worth $62,820. Now, according to an attorney, he had no legal obligation to return the money, but he did. Here is Howard, along with store manager Rick Merling.
It still boggles my mind every so often. I still have to pinch myself to make sure I'm not dreaming or something. And
just doing the right thing. To me, this is someone who, in spite of what they're going through, in spite of their own needs, has said, I'm just going to do the right thing.
I've heard it done so many other times, and I always thought, what would I do if that ever happened? Now I know. And it makes me feel good.
So do we know how the money ended up in the sofa cushion, Kirk?
Well, Steve, turns out the man who owned the sofa died last year, and it was his grandchildren that donated the sofa, and they're the ones getting the cash back. They told reporters they have no idea why Granddad stashed his cash in the sofa, but they do say that they knew he was a very frugal man who always paid in cash, even $9,000 for a new roof. By the way, Howard, the man that turned over the money, he looks just like Santa Claus. Here in Las Vegas, I've actually found cash three times in casino ATMs. Now, I had no problem putting that money in my pocket. I actually checked the law, and that is considered abandoned property. But this is a little different circumstance. So the question this morning, what would you do?